In addition to the usual food and music, the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival will celebrate a birthday tomorrow.
Roy Haynes.
Drummer Roy Haynes is a jazz legend who played with the legends, Charlie Parker, Sarah Vaughan, John Coltrane. Haynes turned 80 last month and has been celebrating by performing on bandstands around the world. He continues that celebration tomorrow at Jazz Fest, and music journalist Ashley Kahn will be there.
The thing about Jazz Fest is that there's too much to choose from. With 12 outdoor stages running from 11 in the morning until 7 at night, there's always tough choices to be made. Should I catch New Orleans piano man Alan Toussaint or soulful blues man Walter Wolfman Washington? The timeless hard-driving R&B of Ike Turner or Elvis Costello? But there's one performance this weekend I will not miss.
I'm Roy Haynes. I play drums for over 60 years.
Roy Haynes is in many ways a walking contradiction. He stands about 5'3", yet is a giant of the jazz scene. He's a survivor of the swing era, yet is known as one of the most modern of drummers. And at the age of 80, he's an elder statesman with a teenage spirit.
I've been noticing the last 10 or 15 years, after my performances, a lot of ladies, females, will come up. Some of them say they never listened to jazz before. I never heard a drummer play like that.
Haynes does have a drum sound that stands out from the rest, and his peers agree.
The fingerprints of Roy Haynes are definitely the cymbal beat and the sound of his snare drum.
Jeff Watts is one of the leading drummers of today's jazz scene. He plays with Wynton and Branford Marsalis, leads his own band, and is a dedicated student of Haynes' drumming style.
His snare drum is always like really crisp and high and dry, like really, really crackling and exciting. Like you can talk about the Sarah Vaughan records and what he plays on those. Now these are maybe like 2.5 minute, 3 minute bites, you know, that are all very profound. It's hard to find somebody that can do that and then turn around and play for 20 minutes on Impressions with Coltrane.
It's been a long road for Roy Haynes, stretching back to when he was just 20 years old.
My first gig was Savoy Ballroom, 1945, September. Man, I was excited as heck. Because Harlem was roaring in those days.
Haynes soon progressed from big bands to the new jazz style of the day, bebop, backing Charlie Parker, Thelonious Monk, and piano giant Bud Powell. The core of Haynes' genius has always been his versatility. Supporting vocalists or instrumentalists playing swing or bebop or more modern free-blowing styles of jazz. I asked him what his secret was.
I didn't know there was a secret. I just try to fit in, but I'm listening all the time to what's happening. If that may be a secret, you know. I played with everybody when I was playing, trying to make them sound good, and you know, and a lot of things I had in mind I didn't do. Now I do anything I want to do with my own groups.
Haynes says his favorite recording as a leader was the 1962 album Out of the Afternoon. It includes his signature tune.
They would always call me Snap Crackle, and I thought it would be a good title for a tune itself, you know.
At age 80, Roy Haynes has lost none of his snapper crackle.
I didn't know I would ever turn 80. Are you kidding? 80, man, that's unheard of. But here it is. You know, it just crept up on me. I try to take each day at a time. And I dream a lot. I think a lot. I just like to get on the bandstand and play.
Haynes is currently leading Fountain of Youth, a band that boasts a musical maturity, though its members are less than half Roy Haynes' age. Just last year, their debut album received a Grammy nomination. Drummer Jeff Watts.
It gives me a little bit of hope that I can just keep getting better and still be able to have something to say, have some kind of statement to make if I get like close to that age. Happy birthday, Mr. Haynes. I'm gonna come wash your car.
Roy Haynes likes to say that when he's playing with his band, everyone's the same age. He'll hit the stage at Jazz Fest tomorrow with an abundance of history, energy, and all the swagger of youth.
Ashley Kahn is author of the book A Love Supreme, the story of John Coltrane's signature album. Jazz Fest, by the way, wraps up this weekend in New Orleans.